from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iraqi troops battling in Ramadi. Iraqi troops battled Tuesday in the center of Ramadi in a fierce push to reclaim the city from Islamic State militants. Sabah al-Numani, a spokesman for Iraq's counterterrorism service, said the fighting was happening in neighborhoods surrounding a government complex with support from the Air Force. Iraqi troops are removing roadside bombs as they try to push forward. Coalition warplanes have carried out airstrikes on Islamic State targets on the outskirts of the city. The loss of Ramadi in May was a major setback for the Iraqi government and the army. The effort to retake the city has taken months, with fighting on the outskirts and work to cut off militant supply lines running into Ramadi. Taliban advances in a rest of province of Afghanistan have prompted Britain to send a group of military advisors to help local forces in countering the insurgents. Ayaz Ghul reports from Islamabad.
For several weeks, Afghan forces and the Taliban have fought in the southern Helmand province. The Islamist insurgency is said to have engaged government forces in several districts, overrunning some of them, although Afghan officials contest those claims. Interior Ministry spokesman Siddiq Siddiqui said Tuesday, reinforcements have been sent to Helmand and confirmed the arrival of British military advisors.
But we ultimately hope that after these measures in place, we will be able to change the situation down there.
The spokesman said government forces are focusing on the Sangin district after repelling insurgent attacks elsewhere. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
The UN envoy to Afghanistan, Nicholas Haysom, to emphasize the need for Afghanistan to find a political route to peace. This is VOA News. Bosnian police have arrested 11 people suspected of alleged ties with Islamic State and its militants fighting in Syria and Iraq. Speaking to reporters, a federal police inspector, Marina Zulik, said that the suspects were involved in inciting and organizing terrorist attacks. In this operation, 11 people linked to terrorism, financing of terrorism, inciting and organizing criminal acts, and recruiting fighters for wars in other countries have been arrested. She added that they used private houses for religious gatherings and organized lectures without permission of the Islamic community in the country. The leader of Turkey's main pro-Kurdish party is due to arrive in Moscow on Thursday. The visit comes amid a deepening diplomatic crisis between Moscow and Ankara and will fuel speculation Moscow could be seeking to exploit Turkey's restive Kurdish minority. Dorian Jones has more for VOA from Istanbul.
The leader of Turkey's pro-Kurdish Peace and Democracy Party, Selahattin Demirtas, will be hosted in Moscow by Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Demirtas has said his party intends to open an office in the Russian capital. Vice chairman of TASAM, an Istanbul-based political think tank, says Demirtas' visit will likely stoke fears that Russian support could extend beyond Turkey's legal Kurdish movement to the PKK rebel group.
With the PKK, I think the Russians have a long-standing relationship, and maybe they can play with it as a democracy's sword.
Turkey's security forces are currently cracking down heavily on the PKK across Turkey's predominantly Kurdish southeast. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has promised no let-up in the war against the PKK. The International Organization for Migration says the number of migrants and refugees entering Europe in 2015 has gone over the 1 million mark, the largest influx of its kind since the end of World War II. The Geneva-based organization issued figures on Tuesday showing over 1 million migrants from Africa and the Middle East have crossed into the continent by a combination of irregular land and sea routes for a fourfold increase from 2014. The head of the UN's office in Geneva said Tuesday the world body intends to host Syrian peace talks there next month. This is Michael Moeller.
The Syria talks will resume in January here in the Palais. No date yet to give you, but it will happen in January.
Geneva was the site of two rounds of UN-brokered peace talks early last year. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu have agreed to coordinate their country's actions to fight terrorism in the Middle East. Now, that's according to the Kremlin. The two leaders spoke today by way of phone. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.